Culture, yeah, in your culture. Now you have lived in England for how many years? You can translate on that.
So you live in England for how many years?
14 years. Now I just came from India, and to me it looks horrible, what their whole way of life.
I just came from India, and to me it looks horrible, the whole way of life.
You're probably used to it now.
You are probably used to it
Say,
now.
I'm speaking to Prabhupada Das.
I am now speaking to Prabhupada Das here.
From Ahmedabad.
Who is from Ahmedabad?
Ahmedabad, or in Gujarat you say Ahmedabad?
Ahmedabad, or in Gujarat they say Ahmedabad.
Short. When I see the culture in the cities of India, I also think it's horrible.
And when I see the culture in the cities of India, I also think it's horrible.
Recently I was in a remote area of Karnataka, South India.
Recently I was in a remote place of India in Karnataka.
And we went to some nearby, we were driving to one program in a town, the nearest town about 2 hours away, 2 hours drive.
We were driving to one program to a nearby town, which is about 2 or 3 hours drive.
And going through the villages, I saw the young girls, 8 years old, dressed in these leggings. So what is this in the village, remote village?
In the south India,
yeah.
And I saw young girls about 8 years old wearing these leggings and like that. I was thinking, how is it possible they are dressed in such a way in such a remote village?
The link is there with Bangalore. They say they go and work in Bangalore and they learn all these things.
The link is there with Bangalore. They work in Bangalore and they learn all these things.
But still, it's a lot better than here.
But still, it's a lot better than
here.
Than here.
Just a couple of days ago, when Mataji was speaking to me about some ghost attack.
A couple of days ago, when Mataji spoke with me about some ghost attack
that she was experiencing. And I told her that, you see, in this part of the world, there must be millions of ghosts.
And I told her that in this part of the world, there must be millions of ghosts.
How many people, how many wars, how many people killed, this, that.
How many people, how many wars, how many people killed, this and that.
So many ghosts must be there.
So many ghosts must be there.
But it seems to me that this, the ghost culture is actually the human beings. Supposed to be human beings. They're already ghosts even before dying.
But the ghost culture, it's those human beings, they're actually ghosts
even before dying. Very tamasic.
It's very tamasic.
Just like this, tattoos, it's very common. It's a very tamasic thing.
Like these tattoos, it's very common, very tamasic thing.
Very deeply in the mode of ignorance.
Very deeply in the mode of ignorance.
You're a Dr. Murari Gupta.
You are Dr. Murari Gupta?
That's why I gave him the name.
That's why I gave him that name.
Because in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Murari Gupta is a doctor and devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Murari Gupta is a doctor and a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Deharog Bhavarog Dui Kore Koi. It stated about his patients. He cured their material, he minimized or reduced their material, their bodily disease and the disease of repeated birth and death.
And when he cured his patients, he minimized their material disease, and he also cured them from repeated birth and death.
So doctors, they see all the time so much suffering, huh?
And doctors, they see all the time so much suffering.
What's worse, the physical suffering or the mental suffering?
What's worse, physical suffering or mental suffering? Mental.
Doctors, like sadhus, people come with all their problems.
Doctors, also like sadhus, people come...
I mean, people come to doctors and sadhus with all their problems.
People come to doctors and sadhus with all their problems.
That's a good education.
So that's a good education.
But it's a... it's an observable fact. Everything we read about in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, so much suffering. It's completely true.
It's an observable fact. Everything we read in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, it's all suffering and everything is true.
Did you see on the streets in Linz as we were performing Harinam Sankirtan, all the people, sunny day, the day off, they're all very happy.
Did you see in the streets of Linz when we were doing Harinam, sunny day, people are out of work and they're free day?
Not out of work, they're not working.
They are not working?
In English, out of work means they don't have a job.
Okay. So they are not working, they have free day, so they look
Can
very
I say
happy.
That, out of work?
That's suffering.
Suffering.
Yeah, well, they think that is what they think is their happiness.
And that's what they are thinking, it's their happiness.
But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, seeing through the eye of Shastra, we can see they're just suffering.
But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and through the eyes of Shastra, we can see that this is just suffering.
Leading meaningless lives.
Leading meaningless lives.
It never occurs to them throughout the whole of their life, what am I doing?
And of course.
It never occurs, they never think of it throughout their life. What am I doing?
It never occurs in their life, what am I doing?
You see some old women who looks like they're ready to die, sitting, smoking a cigarette.
You see these old women almost ready to die, just sitting there and smoking their cigarettes.
As if, yeah, now very, very enjoyable.
Now it's very enjoyable.
Very, very deep ignorance.
Very, very deep ignorance.
We have to try to save them.
Yeah, we have to try to save them.
Not easy, but we should try.
Not easy, but we should try.
And that's the process. Chant the holy names, give prasadam, give books.
And that's the process. Chant the holy name, give prasadam, and give books.
If anyone's able to listen, we can speak to them, philosophy, Krishna consciousness also.
If anyone is able to listen, we can speak to them, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness also.
Festivals.
Festivals.
Farms.
Farms.
We have to establish our farms and people can come and see. You don't have to live like a ghost.
We have to establish our farms for people to see that we don't have to live like a ghost.
You can lead a life very simply.
We can lead a life very simply.
Without having to be part of this meaningless so-called civilization.
Without having to be a part of this meaningless so-called civilization.
People should know. First thing, repeated birth and death, it's a fact.
People should know first thing, repeated birth and death
is a fact.
Is a fact.
And it's suffering.
And it's suffering.
Sometimes people they think if I have another birth, well, what could I try out? I could try out being a dog. That might be fun. Dogs seem to be happy.
And sometimes people think about next birth. Oh, what could I try? Maybe to be a dog. That seems to be funny and I could be happy like that.
In the 1980s, I heard in a lecture, which I heard in the 1980s, there was a survey in Italy about what people would like to be in their next life.
In 1980s, I have heard in a lecture a survey in Italy.
Theoretically.
What people would like to be in next life, theoretically.
And the number one desire was to be a snake.
And number one desire was to be a snake.
And among all the hundreds of people they interviewed, one person asked, can you be a human again?
Amongst the hundreds of people asked, one asked, can I be a human again?
What is to be done to save these people?
What is to be done to save these people?
The method is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The method is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nacho gao bhakti sange karo sankirtan. Harinama upadeshi tara sarvaja. Actually, that was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru to him.
Actually, that was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru to him.
And he passed on that instruction.
And he passed on that instruction.
He practically did it himself.
He practically did it himself.
His guru told him to dance and sing in the association of devotees.
His guru told him to dance and sing in the association of devotees.
Specifically, not just any dancing and singing, but sankirtan.
Specifically, not just any dancing or singing, but sankirtan.
And Ishwarapuri told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by teaching about the holy name, instructing others to chant the holy name, you deliver everyone.
And Ishwarapuri told to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by teaching the chanting of holy name, and you deliver everyone.
And this is the process.
This is the process.
We need to do it more.
We need to do it more.
And more.
And more.
So I'm looking to devotees like Prabhupada Das and Madha Padmanabha. They can retire as soon as their children are grown up. Then you can preach fully.
And I am looking for Prabhupada Das and Madha Padmanabha.
Devotees like them.
Devotees like them whose children
When their children are grown up and settled, as they say in Indian English, that means they're either married or they've got a job and they're able to look after themselves.
When their children are grown up and settled, as it is said in India, they have their jobs and they can look after themselves.
Then the parents should come out and preach.
Then the parents should come out and preach.
One thing that you could, one important thing to teach is teach the Western devotees how to cook for Krishna.
One thing you can teach is to teach Western devotees how to cook for Krishna.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Where's Braja Kishore?
Where is Braja Kishore?
Braja Kishore.
Braja Kishore.
She's somewhere out there.
Okay. Yeah, she's here.
So she's cooking in London now for Radha Landanishwara, is it?
So she is cooking for Radha Landanishwara.
She should teach also all these things.
She should teach also all those things.
When the devotees allowed me to join ISKCON in London, Bhaktivedanta Manor in 1975.
When devotees allowed me to join ISKCON in London, Bhaktivedanta Manor 1975.
We had every day lunch prasadam, chapati, rice, sabji, dal, all those things.
We had every day prasadam, lunch, rice, chapati, sabji, dal, prasadam like this.
I don't think nowadays in the temples they have this.
I don't think it's nowadays.
So that's also one kind of cultural preaching.
That's also one kind of cultural preaching.
Srila Prabhupada spoke of cultural conquest.
Srila Prabhupada spoke about cultural conquest.
That this is Krishna's culture.
That this is Krishna's culture.
Krishna likes to dress in a certain way.
Krishna likes to dress in a certain way.
He likes a certain kind of music, a certain kind of food.
He likes certain kind of music and certain kind of food.
It's definitely not the kind of food that you get in most restaurants here.
It's definitely not the kind of food you get in most of the restaurants here.
Krishna See, they're very concerned about human rights, isn't it?
They are very concerned about human rights, isn't it?
But what about, they don't think about all the animals they're giving so much pain to by killing them.
But they don't think about so many animals they are giving pain to by killing them.
Purification of consciousness is required.
Purification of consciousness is required.
Everyone lives simply for me, me, what's for me?
Everyone lives simply for me, what's for me?
They have no idea that by selfish activities, we have to suffer karmic reactions.
They have no idea that by selfish activities, we have to suffer karmic reactions.
So, we have to educate people.
So, we have to educate people.
By distributing these books and speaking this philosophy.
By distributing these books and speaking this philosophy.
Any questions? How do you all feel with this first time we had like an all-Europe Shravan Kirtan camp? You all happy with this?
How do you feel this is first time we have like this all-Europe Shravan Kirtan camp?
Before we had in Lika, but that was mostly the Croatian and then the Czech devotees would come.
Before that we had in Lika, but that was mostly Croatian devotees and Czech devotees would come.
Balkan devotees.
Or Balkan devotees.
It is nice, like this.
Lika is better. Lika is better.
You know that Germany is the center of Europe.
It's more central, yeah.
It's good for traveling.
Yeah, there are flights from Munich to everywhere.
Yeah, Germany is more in center and there are flights to Munich from everywhere.
So it's convenient in that way.
Can you help me to understand? You were talking about cooking for Krishna, what he likes. And when you are talking then about farms,
farms.
And the farms grow the local food, but it is not right, it's not brown.
You can grow wheat, right? You grow wheat on your farms here?
You grow wheat on the farm here? Wheat.
I cannot understand, but I think they grow wheat.
You can do in this area. Yeah. It must be in this area. All of Europe they grow wheat.
They can do? All Europe here?
All of Europe. At least you can give Krishna some of the things he likes.
Some things to Krishna that he likes, for example, chapatis.
When it comes to women dressing, I'm seeing in ISKCON programs also women are initiated, people are coming in tight pants. Is that a wrong thing? Or there should be.
I don't think it needs any. You know what they are? You know what I'm going to say? I'm not going to say yes, it's great, wonderful.
I have to answer. You know what I'm going to say.
But they didn't hear the question.
I'm not going to say it's wonderful. I mean, the question was if the girls or women are initiated and they come with tight pants, if it is right or not.
For Sunday program,
etc. Okay.
Why should they be initiated?
But I'm seeing in UK, people come in tight pants, their kids come in.
Then what's the meaning of their initiation?
Not all the time. Sometimes is it...
So then what's the meaning of the initiation if they come like that?
Initiation means a commitment to do what Krishna wants.
Initiation means a commitment to do what Krishna wants.
Then, anything else?
Uh, Anything else?
Yeah, Maharaj. In England, all the doctors, they advise the pregnant ladies not to eat meat or rice, but eat boiled egg for the protein and all this thing. They advise the pregnant ladies to not eat meat or rice, but eat the boiled egg.
Oh, I thought you said meat, doctor. Not to eat wheat or rice.
For health.
Who is the doctor?
You can give yourself as an example. How old? 65? 66?
16.
You can give yourself as an example. 68.
You never ate boiled eggs and nor did your mother.
You never ate boiled eggs, nor did your mother.
And you're still dancing in the kirtan.
And you are still dancing in the kirtan.
There is a question.
We are in the mode of goodness and ignorance. We are in the mode of goodness and ignorance, engaged in the activities of Krishna's consciousness. If we are in the activities for Krishna consciousness, engaged while still being in the mode of passion and ignorance. If our service is in these modes, and how the purification comes about.
Purification comes. Cheto darpana marjanam, chanting the holy
purification
names.
Comes. Cheto darpana marjanam, chant the holy names.
And shinvatang swakata krishna, punya shravana kirtana, vidyantas tohi abhadran, vidhinoti suhitsatam. By hearing about Krishna, purification.
And by Sharanvatam Svakata Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, purification comes.
The root of all impurities is the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna.
The root of all impurities is the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna.
We have to hear again and again that we are meant for pleasing Krishna, not for pleasing our own senses.
You have to hear again and again that you are meant for pleasing Krishna, not to please your own senses.
And then everything we do, if we have this consciousness, everything we will do will be pure.
And with this consciousness, everything we do will be pure.
There may be from previous contamination some residue of the influence of the modes of nature.
There may be from previous contamination some residue of the
influence of the modes
of the influence of the modes of nature.
But the example it's given of an electric fan, once you switch it off, the connection with the electricity is gone, but still for some time it may go around like this.
And the example is given of electric fan. If you switch it off, the connection with electricity is not there, but the fan is still going on like this.
Then? What else? Anything?
What else? Anything?
I have a question regarding community of ISKCON or local community for local ISKCON centers, because many devotees suffer because of this individualistic culture in ISKCON, which means like once you are...
Many devotees suffer because of the individualistic culture in ISKCON.
Many devotees suffer because of the individualistic...
That's
the question.
It's just presume we all know what you mean. What does that mean?
What does that mean? Individualistic culture of
anyway, devotees. Anyway, I tell you what.
I tell you what.
Let's not talk about it.
Let's not talk.
Let's not talk about it now.
Let's not talk about it now.
There's no solution. Just chant Hare Krishna. Maybe.
There is no solution, just chant Hare Krishna.
Find whatever good association you can and go on.
Find whatever good association you can and go on.
Otherwise, our whole life goes on like this.
Otherwise,
our whole life, we can try and think about how things are not as we would like them to be, but we're not able to change the situation.
Half of life, we think about things how we would like them to be, but we are not able to change this.
So take good association wherever we can get it.
Take good association wherever you can get it.
Nowhere's perfect, but some places there's devotees are happy that by putting their energy there, then they can make spiritual advancements.
Nowhere is perfect, but some places are there that the devotees are happy when they invest their energy there, they do spiritual advancement they make.
I can think also another Bhagavati Mataji. Then is she here? She
moved, Bhagavati Mataji?
She moved to New Mayapur in France.
She moved to New Mayapur in France.
So that was a conscious decision to move to a place where you thought you'd get compatible association and good service. And you're happy you did that.
That was a...
I wanted association with people who chatted around.
So that was a decision to move to have compatible association towards devotees who, she says, the devotees who...
She's now living in a community where devotees get up from Mangalati and chant 16 rounds, which she wasn't getting before.
She is now living in a community where devotees are waking up for Mangala Arati and chanting their 16 rounds, which she did not have such an association before.
And New Mayapur is not perfect. It has many problems for many years.
And New Mayapur is not perfect. It has many problems for many years.
But still, you found a good... It was good enough situation that you shifted from Ireland.
But you find that it's a good enough situation that you shifted from Ireland.
To France. Big improvement, yeah.
It's a big improvement.
And her husband also came and joined her there.
Her husband?
Her husband came and joined her there.
And her husband also came to join her there.
And he himself is doing much better in Krishna consciousness after moving.
And he himself is doing much better in Krishna consciousness after he moved there.
So it's not all black.
So it's not all black.
Yeah, but we don't talk too much about ghosts.
Yeah, we don't want to speak too much about ghosts.
I told this Mataji, look, just forget it. Just don't talk about it, don't think about it, that's all.
I told that Mataji, just forget it, don't think about it, that's all.
The more you think about ghosts, the more they come and get you.
The more you talk about ghosts, the more they come to get you.
Just chant Hare Krishna, forget them.
Just chant Hare Krishna and forget them.
If they come, just say go away, Hare Krishna.
If they come, just let them go away, Hare Krishna, go away.
Just don't bother with them.
Don't bother with them.
And they won't bother you.
And they won't bother you.
Mumbai, yesterday you talked briefly about this bridge preaching kind of thing where they don't name Krishna. In a different, similar but different experience, if you're preaching to someone who are completely non-devotees or atheists, if you preach them Krishna, using Krishna's name, etc., but don't mention...
Well, I gave a whole book on this called On Speaking Strongly in Krishna Consciousness. I gave many talks. Basically, all preaching is bridge preaching.
Regarding bridge preaching, I made this book On Speaking Strongly, and there is a point that
practically I gave quite a few lectures on these topics.
And quite a few lectures on these topics, and practically all preaching is bridge preaching.
Because you have to communicate with someone who's not in Krishna consciousness. You have to make some... You just can't say surrender to Krishna. You have to make some kind of method to communicate with them.
Because you speak with people who do not know anything about Krishna consciousness, and you cannot just tell to them, surrender to Krishna. You have to first do some connection with them.
But there are degrees. For many people, if they can hear the holy names and take some prasadam, that's a good enough start.
For many people, if they can hear the holy name and get some prasad, that's good enough start.
Not really good enough, because there's nothing good enough except full surrender to Krishna. But
not even good enough, because there is nothing like good enough except the full surrender to Krishna.
But that's one perspective. Another perspective is that, at least in this human life, they had some contact with Krishna. So that's a lot better than having no contact.
So that's one perspective. Another perspective is that at least in this life they had some connection with Krishna. So that's better than nothing.
They don't want to learn cooking. What can be done?
What can be done?
Can try going to in Zagreb. They were asking for devotees to come and teach proper cooking.
You can go to Zagreb. Devotees were asking for somebody to teach them cooking.
In the temple. You want to go Bhagavad Singh? You have to learn yourself. You can go to New Mayapur.
Or you can go to New Mayapur.
It means you can spend some time there. Not your whole life.
Spend some time with.
Yeah. Okay, work it out.
Okay, work it out.
Do the needful.
Do the needful.
I'm already there.
Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.